And so we actually reach another glorious time where we can actually find out the importance of good, healthy nutrition in association with Pharmanor nutritional supplements, with, of course, our ace, superb Blackpool-born fan. And Lord knows the team could actually make use of some Pharmanor nutritional supplements, but that's just a personal opinion. It's Dennis Gore. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
So share with us what magical things have you been looking at through the health scenarios of this as we approach the end of September and head into October 2017.
Well, Daily Mail, Wednesday, September the 27th, 2017. There's a headline on page 21, and the same story is covered, for example, in the Daily Express. The headline in the Mail reads, "Blood test will tell in 15 minutes if you've had a heart attack." And in the Express, the same story, "Speedy new heart check could save the National Health Service millions." What they're alluding to is the fact that, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, have heart attacks and they end up in hospital, and quite a number of them haven't had a heart attack, but they have to go through tests, and there's a new test out which can tell the doctors within 15 minutes whether they have or have not had a heart attack. And if they haven't had a heart attack, they won't have to go in the hospital with all the costs involved of finding a bed. And so that's where this figure of millions will be saved. Now, the range of products that Pharmanord, the Danish company who make, by Danish law, like all health food product manufacturers in Denmark, they all have to make their health food products by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So when I read these headlines, blood tests will tell in 15 minutes if the pain that you're having, if whether it is a heart attack, then it made me think of a trial which I had the honour of going to Sweden to hear the results of the trial. Pharmanord, as I say, they make health food products. They make about 40 different products, and I've been selling them in my pharmacy here in Manchester for 25 years. And they've actually flown me all over the world to world conferences, which covers a lot of the products that Pharmanord make in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards. And they are available, these products, right across the UK, in health food stores and in pharmacies. So the trial in Sweden was actually looking at two of Pharmanord products. The product that they used was called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, taking two a day, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal. And the other was a tablet called Bio Soleno Precise, a precise amount of a mineral, the world's rarest mineral, called selenium. So it's called Bio Soleno Precise. It's a precise amount of this world's rarest mineral, selenium. So what was the point of the trial? Well, coming back to this blood test, we'll tell you in 15 minutes if you had a heart attack. These two products were found, if you took them each day, two of the capsules of Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsules, and one tablet of Soleno Precise, if you took these two, and the age group that they chose was an age group which is more likely probably than any other group to have a heart attack. it was the age group 70 to 90. 70 years old up to 90. So they found in a village, and I went to the village to hear the results of the trial. In the village, there were 9,000 people, and they asked for volunteers in the age group 70 to 90. And 400 people came forward, and 200 got the real products. That's the two capsules a day of the bioquinone gold, 100 milligram, and one tablet of the bio-selino precise, made from the world's rarest mineral, selenium, which, listeners, a lot of you will not be aware of this, where we live, excuse me, Great Britain, our soil, as a country, has the lowest selenium levels in the world. And you need selenium to work 25 different pathways in your body. Selenium P protects your liver. The K1 protects your kidney. The M1 for muscle protects your muscle. Selenium N for nerve protects your nerve. Selenium S protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And we've got the lowest selenium levels in the world. And this trial was done in Sweden, across there in Europe, and they also have low levels of selenium. And the other ingredient, Q10, which gives you your energy, it's made in your liver. And as you pass 20, your liver makes less Q10. By the time you're 40, you've gone back to the levels of a two-year-old child. And the Q10 is giving you energy because it joins the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. It joins them together in your cells of your body in little sausage-shaped sections in your cells. Some of you may have heard of this word, mitochondria. You have up to 5,000 little sausage-shaped bodies in every cell of your body. And you have 100 trillion cells. So multiply that by 5,000, the number of mitochondria, where you make your energy from the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. So you can see as your levels of Q10 drop when you become 20 and then 40. And by the time you get to 80, your levels have dropped to the levels of a one-year-old baby. But if you take Q10, this bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule, then you can get your Q10 levels to rocket back up to the levels of a young person. And so in this trial in Sweden, when they gave the two capsules a day of the Q10 and the one tablet of the selenium, they followed these 400 people, 200 on the real products, 200 people who thought they were on the real products. We use that word placebo. They were dummy ones. They followed these people for 5 years. The people were already 70 up to 90. And what they found was unbelievable. The death rate from the very thing we're talking about, heart attacks, it dropped, an unbelievable drop. The death rate from those taking the real Q10 with selenium didn't drop 10%. Dying of a heart attack, or 20%, or 30%, or 40%, it dropped 54%. 54%. And another marker, which they already can measure, but now with this news in the papers, they've got a new test which can tell in 15 minutes if you've had a heart attack. But that trial in Sweden that I went to hear the result wasn't to do with just seeing if you've had a heart attack. This was preventing heart attacks, that anybody can take two capsules of bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, and one tablet of BioSeleno Precise. That's the world's rarest mineral. So the death rate dropped an unbelievable 54%. And the marker for having a heart attack, this is another marker they can already look at, it normally rockets 20%, this marker, in the age group 70 to 90. Because this particular marker, called NT-proBNP, that rockets 20% just because the elderly person, aged 70 to 90, the heart, after pumping for so long, is, as understood, understandably, is getting weaker. The cardiac muscle itself, as you get into the 70s and 80s and 90s, it's been pumping all your life, and it's getting weaker. So they measure the level of this substance, a funny name, NT-proBNP. It normally rockets 20%, showing that the cardiac muscle of your heart is wearing out and getting a bit damaged. But, listeners, in the people taking the real Pharmanaut products, it never went up at all. In those 5 years, in the people aged 70 to 90, the marker for damage to the heart of old age had not gone up at all. And that's why taking those two products, the chance of dying from a heart attack had dropped 54%. That is amazing. So yes, this is wonderful news. They've got a blood test which will tell in 15 minutes if you've had a heart attack. But the thing is, prevention is better than cure. In my own family, my late mother, when she was 80, I put her on the two bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, one in the morning and one with her evening meal, and one tablet of BioSeleno Precise. She did all the bookwork, VAT, deduction cards, tax codes A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlements, and the wages. She did all that work for my busy pharmacy, right up to her death at 92. My uncle, he'd fought Rommel in North Africa for 6 years in the Second World War, which was a long time ago, 1939 to 1945. And then he lives over 70 years more, and he died at 99 and a half, and he was on the same two products. I myself am approaching 77, so all being well, in 3 and a bit years, I'll be 80. And I've been taking these two products for 25 years. And I'm on no medicines for anything. I'm still working. I don't feel tired because the Q10 and the selenium help the muscles, not just your heart, but all the muscles of your body to stay young. In fact, there's a word that describes your arms and legs and all the other muscles in your body as they get older. The doctors in 1988, they realized that people are living longer, but they also, their muscles wear out. We've already mentioned the heart this morning. Now we're talking about all the other muscles in your body. They do deteriorate with age. In 1988, when they realized people are living longer, they thought, we must have a word to describe the muscles of the body in old age. So they usually use the Greek language. So the word sarco is Greek for flesh. And the word penia is the medical word for, well, it's to do with poverty, the word poverty in Greek. So poverty of flesh is muscle loss. And when you pass 45 to 55, and 55 to 65, and 65 to 75, you can lose up to 10% of your muscle. And when you get into my age group, 75 to 85, you can lose up to 30% of your muscle. And you will know elderly people who, with all due respect to them, we can use the word doddery. They tend to be a bit floppy with the muscles. They don't walk upright in that nice, steady stride. They walk as you would expect elderly people. But when you take these two products, it gives you a terrific chance to stay young for a long time in old age. Every muscle in your body stays young. If I thump my own six-pack now on the radio, you can hear the strength of my six-pack from taking these products all these years. This is the windowsill in my room, and this is thumping my six-pack. That is very hard six-pack muscle. That is, the products have stopped muscle loss, sarcopenia. So I thought that was a good point to bring about. You can stop your muscle loss. You can stop becoming doddery. You can avoid having a heart attack. The statistics show it by 54%, even if you're 70 to 90 age group, by taking one capsule with breakfast and one with your evening meal of the PharmaNord product, bioquinone, Q10 gold, 100 milligram, and a tablet of BioSoleno Precise. In another trial, which took place in 9 countries, coordinated by the Danish Heart Center, they also had 400 people who'd already had heart failure. So a lot of these people will have had heart attacks, which can lead to a weakened, damaged heart and can lead to heart failure. So in this trial, all the 400 people, they were given 3 capsules a day of bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram, one with the breakfast, one with the lunch, and one with their evening meal. And within 2 years, these people who'd already had heart failure, the average age was 62. Some of them were 50, some of them were 80. The average age was 62. And those taking those two products, within 2 years, the death rate, which would have been expected in those people with heart failure, the death rate dropped 43%, nearly half. What else are we reading about in the papers? Let's rattle off a few headlines. Excess salt raises risk of diabetes. Eating too much salty food almost doubles the dangers of developing diabetes. This is amazing information, because all the ready-made meals that we tend to eat, because people aren't cooking from scratch, and they've got control then of how much salt's in the food, but so many people buy ready meal, shove them in a microwave and cook them, and a lot of them and other foods have all got too much salt. The manufacturers promise to drop the amounts, but they don't drop it enough. And the risk rises, it says, of developing diabetes. It rises almost fourfold for those who are genetically predisposed to the condition. In other words, the study of 3,000 people found just under half a teaspoonful extra a day increased the risk of getting type 2 diabetes, the form which is linked to obesity, it increased the risk of getting it 65%. Participants with the highest consumption of salt, which was 1¼ excess teaspoons or more, were 72% more likely to develop it than those with the lowest salt intake. So, yes, you do need some salt. And if it's hot weather, you may need even a little bit more salt. And if you work in a laundry and the temperatures are very high and you're sweating, you can lose salt. But in general, people have too much salt. And so that's another reason why we're hearing so many people are getting diabetes. At the moment, 4 million people in Great Britain have diabetes. 800,000 had type 1, which is a genetic fault, and they're on insulin. And then type 2, most are on tablets. Some need insulin as well as the tablets. That's often caused, not always, by obesity. Being overweight, because we're all eating too much food. One heading I read in an article was "Love Your Heart," and it says two of the biggest threats to women's health are type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, because untreated, both can damage the organs. That's high blood pressure and diabetes can damage the organs in your body and lead to heart attacks or strokes. And that follows on of what we've just learnt about taking the Q10 and the selenium. Another headline, this was September the 19th in the Express, diabetes helpline gets 20,000 calls for advice on diet. A diabetic helpline is receiving more than 50 calls a day from worried Britons for advice about the link between diet and the condition. Incredibly, it goes on to say, many still do not realize that the type 2 form is largely caused by lifestyle, with obesity the single biggest factor. There was another headline, this was in the Sun, Tuesday, September the 19th, stroke toll, the number of people getting strokes, the stroke toll of 187,000 people will claim, that with the number of victims a year by the year 2035. That's an increase of almost two-thirds on today's figures. The surge could see the annual NHS bill for treatment of strokes triple from the present £3 billion to £10 billion. So the problem is we're all eating the wrong food, the ready-made meals, too much food, too much sugary food, too many cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and biscuits and jam and marmalade, sugar, sugar, sugar. Another brilliant product that Pharmanord brought out about 17 months ago is called Bio Gluco Control. It's made from a purple berry from the mountains of Chile. Up in the mountains of Chile, the people there, Chile's 7,000 miles away. We've never heard of this berry. It's called the maqui berry, not the acai berry. Don't get that mixed up with acai berry. This is the maqui berry. And this berry contains a substance that when you take it, and it's now available in a tablet, capsule from Pharmanord called Bio Glucose Control. It controls your glucose level. Because what the berry does, it stops the pathway of starch being broken down, as it normally is, into sugar. And we call sugar the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking because that's a terrible, ridiculous thing to do, smoking. I delivered oxygen for 37 years, and 90% of the people I delivered oxygen to were smokers, and in the other 10%, they were non-smokers who were living with smokers. So the fact that 12 million people on the island called Great Britain are still smoking, it's ridiculous.
Dennis, at that particular moment, we're going to have a little cliffhanger ending, but we have had a question, actually, that's been put forward, which I meant to actually launch at the start, and I'm going to give you it now to maybe think about for next time, OK? Are you ready for this question?
Yes.
In the bioglucan control capsules that you're just about to describe in terms of the ideal solution in all so many ways...
It's got chromium and this purple berry.
Absolutely. Now, the question is... A wee while ago, a couple of years or so, a few months ago, people were saying that they were single sort of purple-based capsules. Now they seem to be slightly more smaller, more lozenge-shaped capsules, which are both purple and white. That's the sort of quick
they
question.
They were tablets, but yes. They wanted children over five to be able to have them. So they put the powder with the chromium in a capsule, which can be slid apart, and you can put the powder in a glass of water or a smoothie, And the kiddie can drink it.
You see,
and save the kiddie getting diabetes.
We didn't have to wait a week. You could answer it straight away. So there we are. Fantastic stuff. Dennis?
I've now got children. The parents are putting children on one capsule a day because it's so good at sorting out these sugar levels and curbing the appetite of eating the ridiculous things, giving us these illnesses in the first place.
Absolutely. Dennis, as ever, a fascinating insight into our contemporary health issues. Will you be back with us in the very near future?
Try and stop me.